Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing with the series What Saith the Scriptures and moving on to the book of 2 John. The second epistle of John consists of only 13 verses, but it gives substance to the old saying that good things come in small packets. John describes himself as the elder, and the letter is addressed to the elect lady and her children. Some doubt the authorship of John on account of his description of himself as the elder, but there seems little reason to do so. Peter, in his first epistle, refers to himself as an elder, as well as an apostle, and an eyewitness of the sufferings of Christ. In lots of biblical criticism, denying is the name of the game. The elect lady may have been some mother in Israel of that time, but it is quite likely that it is the church and her children that is being written to. So the warnings and directives concerning heresy and heretics once more. If there come unto you and bring not this doctrine, etc., verse 10. And the closing words, the children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Was the elect sister a sister church to the elect lady that John is addressing? Whether churches or individuals, the letter is typical of John. Although there are only 13 verses, the word love occurs 4 times, truth 5 times, commandment 4 times, and walking 3 times. It's the end of the comments on 2 John. So we'll move on in this series of What Saith the Scriptures to 3 John. Like the second epistle, John's third consists of few verses, 14 in all. But, like the second, it is worth its weight in gold. Again, John describes himself as the elder, and the letter is addressed to the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Gaius is only mentioned by Paul in the last chapter of Romans, where the apostle calls him mine host, which is a title that seems to sum up the life of that man. It is his exercise of charity and hospitality that John especially commends him for, and it is part of John Bunyan's biblicism that leads him to give the name of Gaius to the keeper of the inn, where the pilgrims to the celestial city refreshed themselves. As Paul says, he is not only mine host, but the host of all the church. Another person mentioned in 3 John is of a completely different stamp. He is Diotrephes, who, says John, loveth to have the preeminence. On account of this, he was a troublemaker of the first order, and John has some straight words to say about him. In the course of John's three epistles under God, we are given many insights into the ongoing life of the churches of Christ, which are ever called to be faithful to God in all ways. Amen, and may the Lord bless these thoughts on 2 and 3 John to our souls and to our spiritual benefit. This is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, which can be found on the internet at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Bye.